That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
In other words, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, old Saul. I'll read a couple of them and then we're going to go ahead on in. Acts chapter 9. Yes, 9. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he find any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. 3. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven.
Yes, yes.
And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me?
Yes.
Now drop down to verse 23. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. Good God Almighty. But their laying awake was known of Saul, and they watched the gate day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him down by night and led him down by a wall in a basket. You may be seated.
Yeah.
I want to talk from the subject on the right team. I'm on the right team.
Yeah.
Over in Acts chapter 7, verse 58, they were stoning Stephen to death.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody? And they laid down their coat at a young man's feet named Saul. Saul was a terrible man. Something like Donald Trump. I'm trying to help somebody up here to let you know that whatever we're going through, put it in the Lord's hand. Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways. And here direct you. So I'm talking to somebody in here that's going through something. Maybe them baby kids you got. Huh? They get terrible sometimes. I'm talking to somebody. But you're on the right team. The Lord is a present help in a time of trouble. Jesus said, if I'm for you, I see it on your program. Let's go right here. If I'm for you, who can be against you? And Saul, Pastor Grimes, went to the authorities.
Work the text. Work the text.
To go and to get authority from them that if I find anybody that call on the name of Jesus,
work the text.
That I bring them back. If they don't want to come, I'm going to club them to death.
Come on now.
Work the text.
That's kind of, you know, harsh. But one thing I know, God sits high
yes.
and look low.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know that the God I serve, he'll come through. He may not come through when you want him to come. He may not come when you think he's going to come. But he's always. Psalm 35 says, weeping and do it for a night. But joy coming in the morning. Now, this is our theme for the association. It's a biblical blueprint for a healthy church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the early church, they had things together.
Right.
The rich folks didn't look down on the poor folks. They went and sold what they had. That's in Acts chapter 2. And gave to the others, Pastor Graham, that didn't have nothing. So that lets us know today that if you're in the neighborhood and you got some people that is less fortunate than you, you need to go and bless them with something. I'll tell you what. God loves a cheerful giver. Now let's look at the text. And it said, he went to the high priest in verse 1. And verse 2 said, he desired him letters to the master. In other words, he went and got authority. What's all something, man? Because over in Acts chapter 8, he said he made havoc of the church. You know, he was going through the church. It's hard to fight against God.
Come on.
Boy, it's hard. I don't care who you is, how much money you got. It's hard to fight against the law. I'm trying to help you pleasant me this morning. That don't worry about Donald Trump. Just keep on bending knees. Say, Lord, you see what you're doing to your people. You see what you're doing. Sooner or later. He working on him anyway. Help wise.
Yes, sir.
You don't know what he's going through. But God.
But God.
I said, but God.
Yes.
A God that sits high and look low.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm talking to this morning, but you need to put whatever you're going through in the Lord's hand. He can work it out a little better than you can. I think he can. And it said, look what it said. Now, let me, I'm trying to get the little change. Say. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, now God works fast, boy.
Yes, he is.
He don't work it, he come quick. Oh, well, yeah, he come quick, Mike. And so on the day of Pentecost, it was suddenly. Peter began to preach, but he came suddenly. So I'm trying to tell you that God don't work like we work all slow for and all. Oh, he come quick. Yes, he does. That's what it said, don't it?
Yes, suddenly.
Suddenly, the word and suddenly, there shined round about him a light from him. Good God Almighty. Oh, Lord. Now, he done saw all the stuff he done. In other words, he gave you another chance. He gave us another chance. Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And also say in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I think that's what it say. Am I in the book?
Okay.
Fell to the earth, hearing a voice, Lord have mercy. And then the voice says, Saul, he called him twice, didn't he?
Yes.
You know, he said, Mike, Saul, so, why? They asked him a question. Thou prosecutes me. And as the text go on, he has some men journeyed with him. Because I'm trying to get somewhere. But I'm trying to help you know that whatever you're doing wrong, God going to come quick and turn it around and get your attention one way or another. Well, I'm going to be witness to that. So the men in verse 7, they heard a voice, but didn't see nobody. That's how God works. He's spirit, and he's truth. Because he said in St. John 15 and 1, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandry. So I'm trying to tell you, God is true. God is pure. And God will come to your rescue sooner.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Because this ain't what I want to preach. But I'm just trying to tell you that God will make a way. I asked Abraham. God tempted Abraham, didn't he? With his own son. Take him up there and sacrifice him. That's in Genesis 22 if you want to read it. You ain't told out your Bible yet. And the boy Saul said, and he say, Isaac say, I see the fire. I see the wood. But where the lamb? And you know what he said, Mike? Abraham said, God will provide. I remember back in the olden days when them old folk was sitting on the gas. We didn't have steaks and we didn't have all this other stuff they got now. Well, all we had was some lunch meat and bread and some Kool-Aid. Y'all know about that? I'm taking you way back. Because, see, we done forgot. Some of us done forgot where we come from. But I know one thing. I come from a poor family. Yeah. We didn't have too much. But the Lord. I said, but the Lord been good to me. Some of them old folks couldn't pay down on a ham sandwich. I said, pay down. Not buy, but pay down. But the Lord. See, one thing about them old folks, they had a direct line with the Lord. Grandmama and mama and them, they be sitting on that porch chewing their back 100 miles an hour. Let's be it only two. But I know one thing, I used to hang around. Brother Mike, come out the Sonya Quartz. I don't know about you, know about the Sonya Quartz.
Yeah.
But them old folks, we sit on the gas. And we had to speak to. How y'all doing? How you
doing?
You ain't speak, they tell your mama. They got you got a whooping then, and then you got whooping. Because I see them young folks in here. Them young folks don't know about all of this. It made me a better person. I didn't wear my pants down. We went to school. Every time you look at school out now. School out for this. I said, dog, y'all, you don't got to go to school. Maybe we had to go to school, but why? And we didn't drive in no Cadillac and no Expedition. We walked to school. Rain, shine, still stuff. We walked. Yeah, we did.
Come on, man.
We walked. He have all this stuff he got now. It's a new day now.
Yes, it is.
Them good old white folks something else, but let me tell you something. When you get on bending knees, try to help somebody. Because I pray all the time. And I send out 152 scriptures every morning. That's Michael Grant, am I lying? Every morning. Because I know the God I serve, he'll turn it around. May not come when I want him to come. May not come when I think he's going to come. Let me go ahead and to the close because I know it's getting late and y'all got to get on out of here. Let me get on out of here, Mike. Look what it's saying. Now, these the same people that he ran with.
Right.
You know some people like that? I'm with you, brother. Soon as trouble comes, they're going another way. Y'all know anybody like that? Well, I do. Look what happened. But God said, God, before he did that, God told Ananias. He said, I got a boy down there. I want you to go anoint. Ananias was a preacher.
Yes.
But Ananias said, Lord, I heard much about this man. Because this man done some stuff. But I don't know nobody bigger than God. I'm trying to tell you again, Donald Trump ain't no bigger than God. He thank you. But oh no. You put your faith in the Lord, sooner or later, God gonna turn that thing around. As Pastor Brian said, he gotta talk to this other boy. Let me tell you something. That's how God works. He works, and like the old folks said, he works in some mysterious ways.
Yes, yes, yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
But he's a choke. Look at God say in the 15th verse, he said, go thy way. Because he was blinded for 3 days and 3 nights. But God was working on him to solving his hurt. See, the Holy Ghost will solve you. It'll make you humble. It'll make you cry when anybody doing you no wrong. When you're in your car sometimes and you just think about the goodness of God, how he brought you out of sickness, how he brought you off the sick bed, how he brought you off of diabetes, how he brought you. God will.
Yes, come on. Yes, sir.
And it says, Brother Mike,
yes, sir.
And after many days, 23, were fulfilled.
Yes.
The Jews took counsel to kill him.
Because
he didn't change teams. That's why I talk about on the right team.
Oh, yeah.
See, if you're on Christ's team this morning, and you're going to work and you got all them clicks, am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
You know you got them clicks on them jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They live holy on Sunday, and on Monday, they're like haircuts. Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, all you got to say within yourself, I'm on the right team. Lord, I need you to take care of this for me.
Yes, sir.
God, let me show you something. Let me show you how God is, Brother Linus. God took a broke preacher, 1 Kings chapter 17, and a broke woman, and put them together. And he said, I commanded this widow woman to take care of you. I'm trying to help somebody. So I'm trying to tell you this morning that whatever you're going through, God will take care of it. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. I call him he specializes in things that seem impossible to us. When you're trying to figure it out, God, somebody in the book. So I'm trying to help somebody this morning, let you know that whatever you're going through, because we're going to go through things. Because Jesus said that in St. John 16, 13. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you might have trials and tribulations. But then he goes another way. He said, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. And old Saul, he was down there, you know, trying to destroy the church. You can't destroy what God, because God already said in 16th chapter, Mike, and 18th verse, upon this rock, I'll be of my church. Yes, and the gates of hell, I got some Bible readers in here.
Yes, sir.
So, it said after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Lord have mercy. You running with a fella, and then when you running with a fella, he turned on you.
Okay.
They used to have a song say backstabbers. Smile in your face.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that song?
Yeah.
You want to talk to somebody?
Yeah.
All the time. You want to take your play?
Yeah.
Backstabbers.
Yeah.
That's what they do in the power. Saul. Because God finna use this boy in a mighty way. Using the wrote 12 books. I don't know about Hebrew, but I'm just saying he wrote 12 epistles because Saul began to find out that, hey, there is another Jesus Christ. He met me on the road to Damascus. Have you found out how he met you?
Yeah.
What day he met you on? I know that he met me because that was 30 years ago. He said, will you preach my word to Jesus? And I've been running ever since.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a God.
Yes, sir.
He says hi.
Yeah.
And look low. There's a God that's working it out. While you trying to figure it out, I think in Proverbs 16, 25 says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of it. I'm out of here. They lay on the way, took counsel to kill him. But their lay on the way was known of Saul. And they watched the gate day and night.
Yeah.
To kill him. There go again.
Yeah.
But their laying away was known of Saul.
Yeah.
And they watched the gate day and night to kill him.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I discovered that Jesus, the Son of the living God, he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but Saul was on the road to Damascus, going to do things wrong, right. But the Lord met him on the road and told him, say, Saul, Saul, why you persecute me? I don't know about you, but I've learned to discover that old Saul, he was a mean man. He didn't care about the Christian people. It's like some people today. They don't care about you. All they want is what they can do and get out of you. But the Lord was with Saul. Because the Lord told Saul, he told Ananias to go down there because he's a chosen vessel. And I know that he's chosen. The Bible says, Michael, in Matthew 22 and 14, many are called, but few are chosen. And I know that the God I serve, you saw in a mighty way, a way that we didn't even think of. Because the Bible says, after he got his calling, he began to preach and tell the goodness of the Lord. How he had met him on the road to Damascus. I think about Pleasant Green when he met old King. He said, old King, that's in Acts 26 and 26. He said, this thing wasn't done in no corner. Am I talking to somebody? He said, I was on the road to Damascus and I heard a voice, but I didn't see nobody. It knocked me. It knocked me. I said, knocked me. It knocked me off my beast. And I began to say, Saul, I said, oh, Saul, begin to tell the story of how he met the Lord. He told him, he said, I know that there's a God that sits high and looks low. He says, weeping, lay good for a night, but joy after joy. I said, joy, come in the morning, and y'all. Chapter 1, verse 16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to everyone that believes, to the Jews and to the Greek. And God, all right, and y'all, right, I hear Paul say, I beseech you, merchants, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy, and y'all right? I know. Paul said, after he got his call and went on the road, start preaching and teaching, people were scared of him. But the Lord was with Saul, because Saul was down there preaching and teaching. And they tried to beat him to death and put him together. But there were some old Jews, I think this is the 22nd chapter, Michael. They wanted to put themselves for 40 days. They was trying to kill him. But if God for you, I said, if God for you, who can be? I said, who can be against you? And y'all right. I said, y'all right. I'm on the right team. Tell somebody that I'm serving the Lord. And serving the Lord, I'll pay all that for what. You may not come when you want to come, but he's always great. Great. Ain't he all right? Ain't he good? Ain't he Have you tried? He said, Lord, I'm on the right team. I'm on the right team. Serve the Lord. I'll pay off after a while. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Steve. Thank you.
First of all, he's a prayer-hearing God.
Even though my friends sometimes let